This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. 3-day weekend for me because I was off in Miami, Florida at the Amp Fest 19 conservative pro-Trump conference. That's the one in the news. That's the one with all the controversy. Why is it always Wayne Root in the middle of every controversy? Wayne Root and Donald Trump are the controversy twins. Always in the middle of controversy. But for once, this one actually has absolutely nothing to do with me. Just the event I was speaking at. But it's just another great example of what a joke the media is, what a fraud the media is. I've tried to explain this to people, and it's almost impossible to explain that you do a 3-hour radio show or a 1-hour TV show, and the media listens to every word and grabs one sentence or one word or one paragraph. When the show is over, you don't even know you did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. But they grab that word or that sentence or that paragraph, and they blow it up in importance, and they make it this giant headline, or in Trump's case, the biggest news story in the world. And every media in the world talks about it. Oh my God, Trump's a murderer. There was a video with Trump killing people. Trump, what's your response to that? How come no one ever asks a Democrat, what's your response to 50 people being shot each weekend in Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit and Memphis and Cleveland and New Orleans and every inner city run by Democrats in America? Are you attached to those killings? Are you a murderer? Are all Democrats murderers? No one ever asks a question like that. But they ask it of Trump, even though he has nothing to do with the video, the mem. See, I'm 58 years old. I don't even know what the frick a mem is. A mem is like a video that you didn't create. It's not a movie that you created. It's not a video. It's not an ad. It's a piece from a movie that you put someone else's head on to make it look like it's someone else. And some artistic avant-garde idiot put Trump's head in a scene from Kingsman, which I saw, great movie. And in the movie Kingsman, basically a CIA agent, the British version of the CIA, MI6, walks into a church and starts blowing everyone's head off, and they're all white Christians in a church, and he kills them all. I never heard the media ever get excited over that, get upset over that, bring it up, that white Christians were being killed in a church, and that is, you know, encouraging violence against white Christians. Never did anybody get upset over that. And the movie made who knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars. Huge hit. Well, this guy is killing Christians on screen. But now some artistic avant-garde Hollywood type who happens to be a conservative, maybe, for all I know, it wasn't a conservative. For all I know, the New York Times planted that. But I'll just assume it was a conservative who thought he was being cute and artistic, puts Trump's head on the Kingsman scene where the guy walks in the church and kills people, and every person he's killing in the church in this mem is, you know, the head of CNN, the head of MSNBC, all the people that have been mean to Trump, all the White House correspondents, and it shows Trump killing the media. He thought that was cute, and probably in his mind it was cute. But all my point is there was this conference put on by two wonderful people that I love. And these two people put on this conference, AmpFest 19, second one. Last year they had AmpFest 18 for 2018. And I think last year they had like 250 people attend. This year they had 1,200 attend. And probably the reason they had 1,200 attend is because Wayne Root has been the one promoting this event for 4 months on my national radio show, and I was attending and speaking, and that certainly was a big boost. And 1,200 people show up, and there were 20 speakers over 3 days, maybe even 30 speakers over 3 days. And if you want to count panels, there might have been 50 speakers over 3 days, and it all went fantastic. And then there was a gala to end the event, and it was fantastic. You would never know that something controversial happened. You know why you would know? Because no one knew. There were like 30 breakout sessions where you had a book signing. While Wade Root was speaking, someone else might have had a book signing. Someone else may have had a room where they were airing, unveiling memes, videos that they created to try and act like they're great conservative heroes. Nobody knew that this person had a meme. Maybe he was showing 12 of them, and one of them happened to show Trump killing people in a church from the movie Kingsman. What's it got to do with Trump? Nothing. What's it got to do with the event? Nothing. What's it got to do with the speakers of the event? Wade Root, Huckabee Sanders, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Donald Trump Jr., Dinesh D'Souza, all the great speakers of the conservative movement were there, and none of us watched that movie, none of us clapped for that movie, none of us created that meme, none of us knew it was playing, neither did the organizers of the event, for that matter, by the way. No one had any idea this was going on. When you allow someone to go screen his memes in a breakout room, and the organizers of the event have never seen what he's screening, but they assume they're conservative memes or conservative videos, who knows what this guy's going to show? Now, forevermore, this is the thing I hate about life. As soon as someone does something stupid, everybody else has to pay for it for the rest of all time. So now nobody's going to ever be allowed to screen a movie or a meme or a video ever again without permission from the organization that's putting on the event, and they're going to have to view every minute of every video to make sure nothing is controversial. So life just became that much harder because some New York Times reporter was undercover at the event. And isn't it funny, though? Don't you find it funny that undercover reporter didn't report on Wayne Root's speech, which got a standing ovation? I brought down the house. One of the biggest hits of the entire event, if not the biggest. Donald Trump's event, I didn't see Don Trump Jr., but I heard he was a huge hit and brought down the house. And I'm sure Sarah Huckabee Sanders brought down the house. My friend Corey Lewandowski spoke, did a fantastic job, and the audience loved it. None of us were ever mentioned in the New York Times. The event was never mentioned in the New York Times. But they sent someone there to find something wrong. And they found one breakout room where one guy showed a meme. It's not like he showed a two-hour movie with Trump murdering people. He showed a cute little ridiculous meme that was probably 2 minutes long, where he put superimposed Trump's head on top of the guy in Kingsman, who was the MI6 agent, otherwise known as, a spy for the British, that was killing people, white Christians in a church, and he had Trump killing the media. Dumb thing to do. Nobody approves it. Nobody wants violence. Liberals physically do hurt conservatives all the time. Even at the Minnesota event the other day, the Trump speech, people came out and there were liberal losers, commie scum, Antifa, waiting to hurt us. Don't forget that kid Andy Ngo. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, but I think it's NGO. He was a guest on my show. He was at some event covering as a reporter a few months ago, and he got hit in the head with basically a brick, what amounted to a brick. It was like disguised as a soda, but inside the soda was a heavy frozen substance, so it hit him in the head and knocked him unconscious. He didn't know what the hell he was. He still has slight brain damage. He still has not recovered. Months later, sometimes he doesn't know where the hell he is. This poor guy was viciously, savagely attacked by real liberals, and the liberal media didn't care. But they care about a meme in a room where no one was watching with an unauthorized video that no one who organized the event even knew existed. And that's how they've characterized the whole event, number one, to try and put down a pro-Trump event, and number two, to try and make all of us into violent people who want to hurt liberals. Not true. And number three, the worst of all, they tried to tie it to Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Mr. Trump, you like violence, your people like violence. What does he know about this video? Nothing. This is how the media attacks Donald Trump and all of us now. Just like when I do a show, if they find one sentence they don't like, that means that Wayne Root is evil, Wayne Root is Adolf Hitler, Wayne Root is Joseph Stalin, Wayne Root must be taken away in handcuffs, Wayne Root is horrible. For one sentence, even though I'm paid to spew out millions of words a year, and by the time the show's over, I don't even remember the sentence they're talking about, and anybody who heard the show doesn't remember the sentence, but they know they loved the show that day. But that one sentence should be a nationwide headline. And that's what they did with this event that I spoke at this weekend. I flew down, missed the show, as you know, on Friday, and spoke on Saturday and brought the house down. And as usual, your man, Wayne Root, got a standing ovation. That doesn't make the news. None of the great things I said make the news. Donald Trump's speech doesn't make the news. But one avant-garde idiot in another room airing some stupid meme who's probably 22 years old and probably has pink hair and probably went to art school or Hollywood school, what do they call those schools where they teach you how to be an actor, you know, or whatever the word is, USC School of Film, I guess, film school. Probably went to film school at USC and thought he was being cute, and it gets attached to Trump and the event, the AmFest. Thank God it wasn't attached to me. Thank God this one had nothing to do with me, but I'm in the middle of controversy again because I'm at the event and I'm a speaker at the event. It just seems like I'm always in the middle of all the big controversies in America for the last 4 years since Trump announced he was running for president. But all I'm going to tell you is this is how fraudulent the fake news media is. What a joke. So just an obscure meme. Remember, I'm 58. I'm telling you, I don't even know what a meme is. An obscure meme winds up being the most important news in America in the New York Times and the Washington Post this morning. Just like one line by Wayne Root. Trump is like the king of the Jews. One line in the middle of a national TV and radio show becomes the biggest news story in America. And they have reporters on the White House lawn coming on it the next morning about Wayne Root and my line. Just like this event. Fantastic event. And they found one thing that was 2 minutes long out of the entire event, out of 30, 40, 50 speakers, to criticize and attack with and try and paint it as a lie. Try and paint it as bad. Try and paint it as evil. Meanwhile, a young woman was punched in the side of the head outside the Trump rally in Minnesota. And guess what? No one did anything. Now, when we get back, there's so much more to tell you. You know how the media loves to call me a conspiracy theorist? Because I keep guessing on things and I'm always right because I have great common sense. Thank God I'm a son of a butcher and I always guess right. 99% of the time, my theories are right. Well, I was right again. The Fox News poll saying that 51% of America want to impeach Trump. Total fraud. Big news when we get back. Total fraud. I called it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. It's Raw and Unfiltered because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no assistants running around telling me what to say or picking out the stories. I personally pick out every story and then rant and rave and react and respond to every one of the hottest stories in America today. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land, and I am always on the warpath because there's so much to criticize in the liberal left. It makes you literally angry, makes your blood boil, makes your blood pressure go through the roof. And I'm here to let you know about all of it and to give you the right answers to all of it. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I got a big ovation for that one, too, by the way. When I mentioned just those words in my introductory speech at AmFest, I said, you know, I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. Isn't that a pleasant surprise and a change from the typical Republican coward, loser, and bootlicker? And the crowd went insane. I am an ass kicker. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz and operated, known by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my shot in local radio. I wouldn't be here without Ed. And thank you, Ed, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. This show is therefore dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It all started last week, and it grows really big this week. Ads all over American TV for Root Wall. Actually, it's my Root for the Wall pack. But the website is rootwall.com. And the phone number is 844-ROOT-WALL. That is the main title sponsor of the show. They have the naming rights to the studio now. And the deal is this. President Trump is making America great again. He is the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. But he needs our help. He's not going to get the money. He's not going to get the money from Congress. And so he's got to get it from us. Right now he's got to. Right now we got to give him a boost. Got to give him a little boost. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall pack, because it's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. Yeah, I'd like Mexico to pay for it, but in the meantime, 63 million Trump voters have got to get together and put up some money and help Trump raise the money to build the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And I've really got to always mention this disclaimer at the end, because the government is just so overreaching. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. There you go. Have to say that because it's a political PAC. So I told you we talk about Fox News poll was wrong. I told you all last week. The minute I heard it, I was laughing on the show at how absurd the idea is that a majority of Americans want to impeach Trump because he asked about the crime of Joe Biden. A Democrat commits a crime, and when you ask about it or you try and investigate it, you're supposed to be arrested yourself. Really? You really believe the average common sense middle-class American really believes that BS? Oh, you'd have no idea how hard I have to hold back from saying the real word BS, because I am angry. Can you imagine what lies Fox News is telling when they put out a poll like that? Their pollster is a liberal Democrat. Their pollster has been attempting to destroy Trump since the day Trump announced for president. Yes, Fox News pollster. Fox News is dirty. Something's wrong with Fox News. They put out polls that bash Trump. And so the man behind the poll, or the group behind the poll, is Princeton, New Jersey pollster Braun Research. And he concluded that 48% of Americans are Democrats, because that's who he asked in the poll. 48% of the people he asked were Democrats, but the breakdown of party affiliation in America is only 31% are Democrats. 29% are Republicans, so it's almost dead even, and 38% are independent, and most of those lead right, which is why we still win most elections. So a poll weighted for party affiliation would never have concluded that they want to impeach Trump. It's a lie. It's a false result. 51% for impeachment and only 40% against it is a total, complete lie. The New York Post had a story about it over the weekend. It's a junk poll. And not only that, I'd be willing to bet you that he was asking anyone with a pulse, not likely voters. Or he was mismanaging the word likely, because he wasn't testing if you actually were a regular voter for like four of the last five elections. Lots more to talk about when we get back. CNN is in trouble. Veritas, Project Veritas, where James O'Keefe has struck again. He exposes their anti-Trump crusade. Zucker, the head of NBC, who owns parent company of CNN, personal vendetta against Trump. Excuse me, ex-NBC head Zucker, who's now in charge of CNN, has a personal vendetta against Trump. And we got it on tape. All of it is out there. CNN's a fraud. Commie News Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
War now! USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Undercover recordings of CNN boss Jeff Zucker have begun surfacing by a satellite technician that wore recording devices to run down meetings where Zucker continued pushing employees to push the deep state agenda. He took numerous shots at Fox News. He called them destructive to America, the hidden camera footage released by Project Veritas, a conservative whistleblower watchdog group. President Trump punishing Turkey for attacking Syria, ordering sanctions today against a Turkish official. He's also raising steel tariffs to 50% and canceling trade talks. Turkey began attacking the Kurds who helped the U.S. fight ISIS right after Trump pulled troops out. The former White House advisor on Russia answering questions in the impeachment investigation. Fiona Hill testifying about Rudy Giuliani's involvement in President Trump pressing Ukraine to look into Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. From Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, there's so much more to get to, so much in the news today, and as soon as we're done with this interview, I want to make sure I get to CNN and Project Veritas and the fact that they've got CNN on audio recorded talking about their hatred for Trump and how they're fixing the news to make sure Trump loses. We will get to that, but let me get to my sponsor first, and I got to get to a great interview, and then we'll get to CNN. So Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And the reasons Stone Gold now are stronger than ever before in history. Keep in mind, I've been buying gold since 2001 or 2. The very early 2000s, I became what some people call a gold bug. I love gold. I think, you know, that the world is in so much trouble, so much debt, so much crisis. Dollar's going to collapse. Stock's going to collapse. Fiat currencies around the world are going to collapse. And you're going to be very rich if you own a lot of gold. And so I've always collected as much gold as I could, as often as I could. And the reasons Stone and now are stronger than ever before. Central banks of the world run a record gold buying spree. And now the Fed, very few people know this, the Fed of the United States, the Federal Reserve, just announced a new quantitative easing, meaning they're going to spend $60 billion a month added to the economy. They're going to drop $60 billion on the stock market every month. And every time this has ever happened in world history, gold has flown. I mean, it just flies to the roof when the government spends this much. It just creates massive inflation, and it puts too much money in the system, and gold goes up, and the dollar loses its value. And let's not forget, President Trump has said he wants the dollar to go down. So you're going to see gold go up, and when it does, you need to buy from the right people. And Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Swiss America is one of the biggest precious metals companies in all of America. And so you need to know how to profit on this next big move that's coming. Call Swiss America today. Receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I'm the host of the DVD. And it's all about gold and why you need to buy gold. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. And this isn't just talk, by the way, because gold is up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. And in the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Actually, it's about 90 days now. In the last 90 days, gold's up $200 an ounce, but it did go up 260 days. It's just been an extra month since then. So it's about 90 days, and it took 4 years for gold to go up $200 an ounce last time. So now it's really poised to fly. And that was all before the Fed announced all this news. So give Swiss America a call, and it's toll-free, and you get a free video and a free free report as well, just for my fans. 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, SwissAmerica.com. All right, we got our guest here, Timothy Gephart. He's a criminologist and a crime expert and the owner of Graffiti Tracker Incorporated. And he's reacting to a New York Times opinion piece that is absolutely nuts. But, you know, everything liberals do is nuts. So it doesn't surprise me. It's not a shocker. New York Times opinion piece that is titled, "The Police Can't Solve the Problem. They Are the Problem." This opinion piece calls for us to reduce the number of cops in America because they're also racist, basically. Right, Timothy Gephart? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, that's basically the premise of the article. The opinion piece is essentially saying that, they go on to say specific things like the police fill prisons, the police put people in cages, they make populations vulnerable. I mean, just all kinds of crazy statements.
It's amazing to say the police fill prisons. Last I checked, police arrest people who commit crimes. Yes, they fill prisons. That's what they're supposed to do, aren't they? Timothy, you're the criminologist. What is a cop supposed to do? Arrest criminals, right?
Right, and I think that, I mean, it really kind of, making that statement that police fill the prisons, that really kind of subverts the, you're skipping past the part where police actually go and they make the arrest, but it's the juries that convict, and the judges and the juries are the ones that fill the prisons, not the police.
Right. But the point is, if people are committing crimes, would you rather the police didn't fill the prisons and they let the criminals run free in the streets and kill us all? Is that what you'd rather have? I mean, police are only arresting people because they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, and I think if you take a look, you already have examples of some of that occurring right now in some of the cities in America where the police have pulled back or where they have let a lot of people out on the street. And that's why if you look at this, the face of Los Angeles, the face of San Francisco, they're very different cities now. You can't walk around by yourself at night in those cities like you used to.
Well, yeah, well, you're talking about not just major crime, serious crime, but even, you know, it was Rudy Giuliani that made, you know, that turned New York City into the safest big city in America, and he did it. His theory was to, you know, study crime on the lowest level. Forget about murder and rape. He just thought, you know, basically if you spit on the sidewalk or you're one of those squeegee guys that accosted people in their cars and demanded a buck for cleaning their window, which usually didn't work because they made it more dirty and you gave them a buck because you felt like they were going to hit you in the face if you didn't give them the, if you didn't give them the buck. He felt that lower level crime was where all the bad stuff starts. It starts with pot. It winds up with heroin. It starts with a squeegee guy, ends up with rape. And evidently his theory was pretty damn good because in solving those, you know, in going after that light crime, he created the safest big city in America. So, you know, light crime like graffiti maybe isn't so light because it's the opening door to a lifetime of much more serious crime for all the people who disrespect the law. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and that was what his focus really was on, too, was referred to as broken windows theory. He was big on that. Chief Bratton was part of it as well, was big on that. And it's like you said, I mean, you focus on those lower-level crimes, things like graffiti, things like that. Those are the things where people start to feel like the entire neighborhood is gone, it's run down and stuff. So the idea of pulling law enforcement back, the idea that law enforcement is a problem, I mean, that's just, I can't believe that the New York Times would even run such a piece like that.
Well, I could believe it. The New York Times writes, you know, all kinds of horrible pieces. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned in the open of today's show that it was the New York Times that put out the piece today about the event I was speaking at this weekend down in Miami, Florida, called AmFest. And there were like 30 speakers, and there were a bunch of panels all together. Maybe there were 50 speakers all together. And everything was fantastic, but some guy played a meme or a mem or whatever the hell you call it, a little tiny video in another room, in a breakout room that nobody was in even watching. And the New York Times made that the biggest news story in America today because that little video showed Trump killing, you know, members of the media, like as a joke out of the movie Kingsman. So that was the New York Times, again, that literally, you know, set up this event, AmFest 19, tried to destroy it in order to destroy President Trump over just a nothing burger, an absolute joke. So I wouldn't put anything by the New York Times. But tell me what this article actually said. This article, this is a New York Times opinion piece, and they want us to cut the number of police? Like, how dramatically do they want to cut the police?
Well, they don't give a specific as far as how many law enforcement to cut, but they make the argument in there, and I don't agree with the argument, but they say that law enforcement is a system of oppression, and that police, like I said, are putting people in cages, and they cite the San Francisco School Board as pulling law enforcement's role, dramatically reducing that inside the San Francisco School District's Unified School District's policing area, you know, and it's like, it kind of is the same thing where you see where there's a lot of people that at least that always love to make these comments, they love to say these things, but yet they live in probably some of the safest areas where they never have to rely on law enforcement. Meanwhile, people who are just day by day trying to get by, they need law enforcement there, and these people are advocating from on high to go and say, oh, no, the law enforcement is the problem, we need to get rid of them. And, I mean, that's insane. It is just utter insanity because law enforcement is truly the one line between civility and total all-out anarchy, and you've seen that in the past with protests at Portland and stuff where the police pulled back and did nothing, and it was utter lawlessness.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest issue here, and we're talking to Timothy Gephardt, he's a criminologist, he's a graffiti crime expert, he's the owner of Graffiti Tracker, Inc., and we're talking about a New York Times op-ed that basically calls for the reduction in police because police are racist and there's no racial justice. You know, the usual garbage that comes out of liberals' mouth, but here's what's crazy. When I was a kid growing up, my next-door neighbor was, like, you know, my best friend in the world. His dad was my hero, and his dad was a big, giant cop. Matter of fact, he was a big, giant Irish cop, to be specific. And his name was Tommy Lennox, and he was just my hero, man. Big, giant, looked like a linebacker in football, and when he wore his police uniform and that badge, I just was like, wow, I want to be that guy. And he was in the South Bronx. You know, I think they used to call it the Bronx Zoo, if I remember correctly. It was a district in the Bronx that was so bad that the crime, the murder, the rape, and he risked his life every day. What was he doing in that district? He was defending black people and Spanish people, people that were not like him. He was a white Irishman. He was putting his life on the line to protect people in that neighborhood, none of whom were white. So when I hear that police are racist and that there's no racial justice, the people they're arresting in black neighborhoods are the people that are terrorizing black people, right?
Exactly. And the people that are left behind when those people get arrested are very grateful that they live in a safe area.
Right, of course. If I look, it's the same thing I always say about Trump. If I was Hispanic and legally in America, I would love Trump because he's protected me from bad Hispanics who are going to come in from Mexico and Central America, some of whom, some, not all, but some who will commit murder and commit rape and commit terrible crimes that will bring bad feelings upon my people in general. I would love him if I was a Muslim legally in America or an Hispanic legally in America. Well, if I was black, I would love cops, because cops are protecting me in my black neighborhood and keeping black people from murdering my children so my kids can walk out the door without fear at night. I don't get the whole thing. It's very confusing that people don't appreciate what cops do for them in bad neighborhoods. I just don't get it.
Yeah, and I think that's the best thing you could probably do is when you're saying there is go up and shake the hand of a law enforcement officer and thank them for what they do every day. They get you a lot further in life.
Look, not all cops are perfect. There are some bad ones in every profession. But in general, I'd say 95% plus of all cops are really good people who really mean well, and they're on the job because they want to be a hero and they want to save lives. They want to protect your kids and my kids and you and me and our neighborhoods. They're really good guys with really good goals. So I love the police. Hey, Timothy Gephardt, thanks for calling in. Criminologist, graffiti crime expert, owner of Graffiti Tracker Incorporated. Thanks, Tim.
All right, thanks, Wayne. See ya.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. industry ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And by the way, Real Water supplies all the water for this show free. Thank you, Brandon Amy Jones. They are the owners of Real Water. They're great people. And they're business owners. And they're big Trump supporters. And they listen to the show. And they're fans of the show. And I thank you for taking care of me and providing all my water free. But that's not why I drink it. I mean, I could get anybody to give me free water. I get anybody to give me free anything. The show is a monster hit in Las Vegas and nationwide. But I live and die with my Real Water because it's negative ion alkaline water. And it makes me feel great. It makes me healthy. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. And I bet Brent that if I promoted his Real Water, my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try. Not just any try. You would specifically go to Sprouts Markets, try Real Water, and let the store know that Wayne Allen Root sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. So over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts, get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. All right, so I told you I'd tell you about CNN. Project Veritas strikes again and exposes CNN's anti-Trump crusade. This is a perfect day to talk about this because I told you earlier about my event. It's not my event. I don't own it. I don't run it. But AmpFest 19 was the event that featured me as a speaker in Miami, Florida, along with Donald Trump Jr. and lots of great people. I was there with Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend Kimberly from Fox News, formerly, and all kinds of great people, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and my friend Corey Lewandowski, and we all spoke. And I brought down the house and got a standing ovation. But New York Times didn't care about that. They didn't mention any of that. They didn't mention our event was even alive or existed until they somehow found out, probably because it was a liberal setup, about one idiot who put out a meme. I still don't know if it's mem or meme. Which one is it, Chris? Mem or meme? I don't know. It's a picture with words or a video with words. And it just happened to show Trump killing bad people in the media. You know, as a joke, not really killing them, but killing them for the movie Kingsman. And somehow, this was an unauthorized video. No one knew it was being played. None of us saw it. None of us knew anything about it. None of us applauded it. None of us cared. It wasn't in the main room. It was some stupid breakout session and nobody was at. And the New York Times made it the biggest news story in America because they hate Trump and this is how they do business. Now we find out that CNN, no surprise, is the same way. Except now it's the first time ever in history that you could prove it. We all knew it, but you could never prove it. So a CNN insider, a producer named Carrie Porch, secretly recorded his colleagues. And it reveals CEO Jeff Zucker's personal vendetta against President Trump, including orders to focus on impeachment, as well as a mandate that employees cut ties to Republican lawmakers, including Lindsey Graham. Anybody who's for Trump, he's not allowed to be on CNN anymore. So Carrie Porch, who works at CNN's Washington, D.C. bureau, decided to wear a hidden camera and expose the bias running rampant at the network. And he documented CNN's bias for months, recording undercover footage of numerous long-term employees, some of which talk about Jeff Zucker's anti-Trump agenda. And, you know, it's funny, because does Wayne Root have an agenda? Absolutely. That's why it's conservative talk radio. Absolutely. I have an agenda. I hate and despise liberals who hate my country and hate me and want to steal my money and sick the IRS on me and regulate me to death. I can't stand them. But at least I'm honest about it, and it's conservative talk radio. I have a right to be that way. But CNN doesn't. They're a news bureau. You're not supposed to have an agenda. You're not supposed to make the news. You're not supposed to fix the news. You're not supposed to frame the president through the news. But they do. So here's just a few of the things in video number one. Nick Neville, CNN media coordinator, says Jeff Zucker has a personal vendetta against Trump. They've recorded that on video and audio. And then you get up on the 9 a.m. call and the big boss, Jeff Zucker, and then he uses the F word, F-ing, tells you what to do. And then Zucker says to staffers, impeachment is the story, ignore all the other stories. And then Zucker emphatically states Fox News is destructive, beyond destructive for America. And Nick Neville, the CNN media coordinator, says it's about ratings. It's like they pulled names out of a hat, and it's like we're watching the game show network. CNN floor manager Mike Brevna says, it's the Trump network, dog. They sold themselves to the devil. Top network executive David Chalian says Republicans are delusional, defiant, or silent with regards to Trump's impeachment story. CNN floor director Hiriam Gonzalez says, we created this monster, meaning Trump. Media created the Trump monster. All right, so look, I like James O'Keefe. And it's explosive to know that they're absolutely fixing the game against us. But it isn't a surprise to any of us in the conservative media. I'm sure it's not a surprise to any of you listening. We all knew what CNN was about. We know what MSNBC is about. We know what ABC, NBC, CBS is about. We know what PBS is about. We know what the Washington Post is about. We know what the New York Times is about. The LA Times. It's a joke. And here's CNN media coordinator says nobody cares about gang violence and murders affecting minorities in Chicago unless it happens on Cory Booker's block. This is the most honest CNN's ever been. I mean, it doesn't get more honest than that. Of course, I understand completely. Black people killing each other? They're all registered Democrat? We can't cover that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Come.